The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Sometimes I read an email or something and I just go, this is great. What is this? Can we talk to this guy? We discovered someone. His name is Tom Jones, not to be confused with the singer Tom Jones, nor with Engelbert Humperdinck, who I used to confuse with the singer Tom Jones. This Tom Jones is an extreme athlete. That's an official term. He's an extreme athlete and a Marine veteran who's passionate about the United States of America, about the Constitution, about traditional values of freedom, faith, and family. He's a world record holder and has a pretty impressive history of completing extreme physical challenges, including running from Huntington Beach, California, to New York City at a marathon pace for 121 consecutive days. I'm not making this up. He's my guest right now. Tom Jones, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Eric, thanks for having me on.
Look, I want to ask you so many questions. First of all, the principal reason I'm having you on is because you are going to be doing something fairly shortly along the lines you just described. What is this thing that you're going to be doing soon?
Actually, I'm almost right in the middle of it. I've run 30 back-to-back marathons as we speak right now.
You're in the middle of it now.
Yes. We left April 19th from Montebello, Alabama, and I've been running a marathon a day every day since then, including today.
A marathon a day. Okay, that's not something I've ever done, even for a single day. So what you're doing right now, it's affiliated with United We Pledge. What is United We Pledge? Because I know your goal is to draw awareness to the Constitution, to American freedom. What is United We Pledge?
United We Pledge is a nonprofit organization, and what they're doing is they're building a very special and magical place called the American Village. And the American Village is a place that has recreations, exact replica recreations of buildings that were instrumental in the Constitution and the Revolutionary War. And they also have people that play the parts of people that were instrumental in that time, like George Washington, Ben Franklin, Paul Revere's wife, men and women. They have colonial soldiers. And what they do is they bring in families and, in particular, kids, and they let them step onto the stage of American history and become part of the story. So it's a very, very impactful experience as far as history goes.
If people want to find out more about United We Pledge, is there a website for United We Pledge?
Yes, it's unitedwepledge.org.
.org. Okay. So you are doing what you're doing to help them reach their goal. And by the way, the site of the place you're describing is Montevallo, Alabama.
It is, yes.
So is that where you started this journey?
That is, and I'm winding up in Hurricane St. George, Utah, where they're breaking ground to build an exact replica of this place on the West Coast. So they're starting development of that on July 2nd when I come into town there. We're going to break ground there, and they're going to build an exact replica of that on the West Coast so that people on the West Coast have the opportunity to have that same experience.
All right, look, this is exciting stuff. I want to talk to you about running, and I want to talk to you about America, and I figure I'm safe on both topics with you. But before we get to that, people want to know, how did Tom Jones get to be Tom Jones doing this kind of a thing right now? What is your story that led you to where you are today? Where did you grow up? When did these things become central in your life?
Well, that's a great question, and just kind of make it real quick. So my childhood was a dumpster fire. I was removed from my home when I was 12 years old for child abuse. I was put into a foster care institution that was run by pedophiles. I was only afforded a sixth grade education until I ran away from that institution and joined the United States Marine Corps. They were great parents. They taught me right from wrong. They taught me about integrity, esprit de corps. All my clothes matched. It was a good thing. And I ended up being a world champion prize fighter. And I had the opportunity to train with Chuck Norris and other people like that that were really great influences on my life. And then in 1998, I went to a foster care facility in my area that wanted a playground, and they couldn't afford it. So I came up with a wild idea of running from Oregon to Mexico on foot, raising money and helping them have a playground. And when we dedicated that playground, all of a sudden my life had meaning. I knew what I was here for. And since 1998, I've been lending my athletic abilities to worthwhile causes like this one.
I love it. I mean, I really love it. When did you, get into what you call extreme athletics? Because, you know, anybody can run 10 miles. Most people can do a marathon, but this is a dramatic uptick when we're talking on the levels of athleticism and endurance. I mean, for you to run a marathon a day, 26.2 miles a day, I mean, what does it take to get your body to a point where you can do that? Most people run a marathon and then they got to take, 3 weeks off. How long have you been involved in this stuff?
So it's a culmination of a lifetime of work, right? So this isn't something that you can just kind of go out and train for. So my entire life, I've been a professional athlete. And I got into it because I wanted to empower people that had been in a situation that was similar to mine as a foster kid to do whatever they wanted to with their life, because we live in a country that actually allows you to do that. And I wanted to share my story with them and empower them to be more and to empower them to follow their dreams, just like I am right now. I mean, I find myself in 1998, I started this stuff and I've set several world records running. I've set the world record on stand-up paddleboard when I paddleboarded from Oregon to Mexico. Then I broke that paddleboard record from Key West to New York.
Excuse me. Hold on a second. World records. This is very impressive. If I had a world record, I would say it very slowly so people could take this in. You paddleboarded from where to where?
I paddleboarded from Oregon to Mexico in 2007.
What am I missing? Hold on a second. How do you paddleboard from Oregon to Mexico? This is very tough for me to take this in.
So I have a motorhome that I use as base camp. And I shuttled with wave runners every day to a launch point, and then we GPSed wherever we left off, and we'd keep paddling, and then we'd leapfrog that motorhome and keep doing it over and over again until we got to the Mexican border. And then in 2010, I broke that world record when I paddled from Key West, Florida to New York City.
I really can't believe this. This is mind-blowing stuff. Look, it's one thing to run. I'm a runner. Upper body stuff, I can't believe, how far can you travel on a paddleboard in a day? I just can't believe this stuff.
Well, when I went from Key West to New York, I averaged 18 miles a day. But when I set the flat water world record on a lake, Smith Mountain Lake in Virginia, I paddled 30 miles a day. And I paddled that 540 miles of shoreline, I believe it was, in 16 days.
So when you were, I just want to get this, not that I'm going to do this. I don't really need the details. This is just for the storytelling here. But when you're paddleboarding from Florida to New York, you're doing this on ocean water?
Absolutely. I'm doing it in the ocean water. And I can tell you, when I went from Oregon to Mexico, I saw great white sharks most every single day until I got to Point Conception, which is 3/4 of the way down the state. And when I went into the ocean at the Oregon-California border, I thought I was the alpha person in the water until I saw my first 17-foot great white shark about 6 feet away from me, and then I realized I'm basically fish food.
I think once word gets out in the great white shark population, they will be afraid of you. They're not yet familiar with what you've accomplished. But this is so exciting. Now, so right now you're in the middle of this journey going from Alabama to Utah. You are running, so you're, this is on foot across most of the country, 26 miles a day. We're going to be right back, folks. We're talking to Tom Jones. The website for United We Pledge is unitedwepledge.org. And Tom's website is quitproof.com, Q-U-I-T-P-R-O-O-F.com. We'll be right back with Tom Jones. She's a lady. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the three-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there. Folks, I'm talking to Tom Jones, not the singer, the non-singer, the runner, the extreme athlete, the patriot, the Marine veteran, Tom Jones. Tom Jones, you are passionate about America, and I want to ask you about that, about faith, about patriotism, because what you're doing right now, running literally from Alabama to Utah to draw attention to United We Pledge, it comes out of a love of country, faith, values. When did that become important to you? You talked about growing up in a painful foster care system, whatever, you eventually get involved in the Marines. When did these issues, because a lot of people would just, they would hate America, they would hate life. You, God has really, really found you and is able to use you. When did that happen?
You know, I would tell you this, Eric, if they hate America, then they should get on a plane and take a trip anywhere. You know, when I was deployed in the Marine Corps, I was deployed all over the world. And all of the places that I went and was deployed to didn't have the freedoms that we have and all of the things that we enjoy. And I think it's human nature that when things are given to you free, you tend to devalue them. And you tend to put value on all of the things that you can buy that can be replaced. And the thing that's so ironic is the things that you can buy can be replaced very easily. But the things that you're gifted, and when you're born into this country, you're gifted freedom. You're gifted freedom of speech. You're gifted to be able to vote and all of these things. So all of these countries that I visited didn't have these freedoms. And I can tell you one thing. Every single time I was deployed, Eric, when I got back to the United States of America, the first step I took on the soil of the United States of America, without fail, I dropped down and I kissed that ground every single time, because I saw firsthand what it meant to not have these freedoms that so many people take for granted. And then when in 2009, I went on Mixed Martial Arts Superstar Tour, and I went to Iraq and other places in the Middle East. And I can tell you one thing, that was an incredible eye-opener. When you get back to this country, if you don't appreciate it, I think you ought to go and seek some help.
I got to tell you, you know, it's just a joy to hear you say these things, and it's what I often say. And we get our perspectives in different ways. I mean, part of the reason I appreciate this country is because my parents grew up in parts of the world where they did not have this. My mother was in East Germany, communist East Germany. My father was in Greece during the war. The communists tried to take over. So when they had the privilege to come to the United States of America, they understood this is, we don't deserve this. This is an honor. We get to do this. We get to raise our kids as Americans. So my brother and I were raised to know that this is not normal. What we have here is not normal. This is a gift from God. It's a blessing. We need to cherish it. We need to celebrate it. We need to teach our kids and anyone we can what it is and why it's beautiful and why we need to spread it around. And you're sharing what you're doing with United We Pledge. I've not heard of them before. So this is a big deal that the way they want to do this, and you're obviously helping them, trying to draw attention to this, they want to create the American Village. Is that what they call it? In Alabama?
That's correct. Yeah, it's in Utah, but they're going to actually build a duplicate American Village in Utah. And when you say the attention, Eric, that's the reason that I do these things, because the attention is the bridge between one human mind and another. Without the attention, you don't have that bridge. So the reason that I started doing these things in 1998 was to get people's attention. And that would create a bridge between minds. And then I could deliver whatever message that I was delivering. And the message I'm delivering now is that freedom matters. And it's special. This experiment in the United States of America is the greatest experiment in the history of humankind. That's huge. Okay? And it doesn't exist anywhere else. Is the United States of America perfect? No. Are there people flooding into here because it's racist to the core and there's no opportunity? I think not. You know, they get it. And I think that what I'm doing really is an effort to reignite patriotism in this country, and in particular in the youth.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. It thrills me that you're using your platform and the talents. God has really blessed you to be able to do this. And it is beautiful. Now, I want to ask you, so you're saying that United We Pledge already has something called the American Village in Montevallo, Alabama, because I had not heard about this till today.
No, what I'm saying is that Montevallo, Alabama is an American Village. And the United We Pledge has partnered with a company called Balance of Nature, and they procured about 40 acres of land in Utah that they're going to recreate an American Village there.
That's what I'm saying. So there is an American Village in Alabama already.
Yes.
But I had not heard about this. Like, I want to go to Montevallo, Alabama now that I've literally not heard about this.
And you should. I hadn't heard about it either until they brought it up. And then when they brought it up to me and they came up with this idea of me running from Montevallo, Alabama to St. George, Utah to break ground for this thing, you know, I think that we have a whole mind body, right? You have your gut, you have your heart, you have your head, and all three have brain cells. My gut just goes, go for it. My heart was like, oh, you got to do this. You know, and then my mind just said, yeah, it's a resounding yes. This is the right time, the right place, and the right thing. So then when I visited Montevallo, Alabama, and saw with my own two eyes the impact that this American Village had with these kids, it was just like, oh, man, let's get going.
Where's Montevallo, Alabama? Is that near any of the big cities in Alabama?
It's Montevallo, Alabama is near... what is it?
Montgomery?
Birmingham.
Near Birmingham.
Very near Birmingham.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I had not heard of the American Village in Alabama, so I'm thrilled about this. I want to visit it. I've been to Colonial Williamsburg, obviously. Anything like this where you can especially get young people to see this, to experience this, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. It does something that's vital. So I'm thrilled that they're wanting to do this in Utah. And You said balance of nature. This is the products. They're involved in this as well.
Correct. The CEO of Balance of Nature, the owner, came up with this great idea, United We Pledge. And so it's his brainchild. And so they're the ones that are behind it. And they separated it out as a nonprofit. So that's, you know, the Balance of Nature is a fruit and vegetable supplement that I ran across about a year and a half ago and liked it so much. I called them on the phone and I'm like, hey, I get stuff thrown at me all day, every day. Half of it I won't take. The other half of it doesn't do much. But you know, after taking this for a few months, I think you guys got something here. And then so the relationship developed from there.
I take Balance of Nature every day. It's kind of a new thing for me. So I'm glad to know that they're involved in this UnitedWePledge.org. So and what is your website, quitproof.com? What is that?
So I do mental strength and resilience coaching for other professional athletes, corporate executives, and just basically anybody that wants it. You know, I've with stone tools and carving knives, I've built quite a palace, you know, and I've learned a lot along the way. And so I'm able to take that experience and I'm able to help other people get mentally stronger and become more resilient. And, you know, quitting's a habit like anything's a habit. The first time you quit, you like kick yourself in the pants. And you're like, oh, gosh, I'm not going to do that again. Next time you quit, it gets a little easier. Next time you quit, it gets a little easier. Next time you quit, now all of a sudden you're a habitual quitter. So I've come up with a lot of different ways to help people become, like I said, mentally stronger and more resilient and quit things less.
Well, people want to know, too, you know, when you're running, you and I are about the same age. I never felt the effects of aging until the last few years, and suddenly there are aches and things, and you realize, wow, you know, running a marathon or doing something like that, suddenly that's the problem. It's not just, you know, the normal problem, but so you have remained just extremely fit for decades, and you're doing stuff that most people just can't imagine. What is your advice to people in terms of exercise and that kind of thing? Because clearly there's a connection to the mind and to the soul and the body. It's between them. There's connection, or among them, there's connection.
100%, Eric. And the thing is that the mind controls everything. So, you know, the secret to becoming successful is to understand this. You become your thoughts. So be careful about what you think about, right? Because what you think about, you know, that becomes your actions. Be careful of your actions, because your actions, those become your habits. And be careful of your habits, because your habits, they're the compass that drives your entire life. So be careful of your thoughts and think positive things, because I can tell you one thing, the person that you listen to the most is you, you know?
Wow.
So tell yourself good things. Tell yourself strong things. You know, the machine.
We're going to go to a break. Final segment coming up with Tom Jones. Powerful stuff, folks. We'll be right back.
I could see that girl was no good for me. But I was lost like a slave that no man could free.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Folks, I'm having a fun and important conversation. I like all my conversations to be fun and important. With Tom Jones, he's an extreme athlete, Marine veteran, doing something right now that is amazing. He is running across most of the country a marathon a day to draw attention to the ideas of patriotism, faith, and specifically UnitedWePledge.org, building a replica of this American village that's in Montevallo, Alabama. They want to do that in Utah, which is where he's going to end up. So, Tom, I got to ask you, when you're running, at what pace do you run so that this is possible? Because, I mean, I just really, again, can hardly imagine to go 26 miles in a day and then to do it the next day and the next day. What have you settled into at this point that makes this possible for you?
It's 26.2 miles a day. And I can tell you one thing, those last 6.2 miles, those are the ones that kick your butt. So what I've settled into is a pace of right around 4 to 5 miles an hour.
I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that you are able to do this. And so you're doing this every day, and you're about halfway from Montevallo, Alabama, to this place in Utah. So where does that put you now, in Texas?
Yeah, that puts me in Arlington, Texas. So we're approaching halfway through it. And so I think in 2 days we'll have been at this 30 days. We're going to be doing 76 of them in a row this time. You know, last time I did this, I did 121 marathons in a row, but that was back in 2000. And my pace was much faster then than it is now. Although, you know, it's just a matter of being quit-proof, man.
It's a matter of being what?
Quit-proof.
Quit-proof.
Yeah.
There's a good plug for the website, quitproof.com. Well, I just love it. And what you said when we went to the break before that, who do you listen to the most of all in life? Yourself. That's a huge observation. What are you telling yourself? What are the thoughts that you're having? And it's so funny because the Bible is so clear on this.
Oh,
what does
yeah.
God say we are? God says we're infinitely valuable, that he died for us. We're made in his image. When you believe that, you're first of all, you're believing truth, but also you're allowing yourself to be in tune with what is right and true. But we have the freedom to say negative, destructive things to ourselves, just like we have the freedom to be destructive with our own, with our physical health. And it's so interesting to me that you link this, that you link the two.
Yeah. Well, and I can also tell you this. So I found out very early in my life that there's two roles I believe that we can play in our lives. We can either play the role of the victim or we can play the role of the victor. Right. And that is really what it boils down to. So what kind of dialogue are you going to have with yourself? Are you going to have the victim mentality and tell yourself that, oh, because of circumstances, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that, I couldn't do the other thing? Or are you going to take the victorious role, the role of the victor, and say, you know what? We live in the greatest country on the planet, and this country allows us to do anything that we want to do. All we got to do is roll our sleeves up and get to it, you know? And think the right kind of thoughts. Again, your thoughts become your actions become your habits. Your habits are what drives you through life. Do you have healthy habits? Do you have unhealthy habits? You know, be nice to yourself, for goodness sake.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, what fascinates me really is, like, you know that that works. You know that this is right. But there are people that they've got all these, you know, reasons not to do it. And to them, I would simply say, okay, whatever. But here's the issue. It is God's will for you to think those positive thoughts. It is God's will for you to have his opinion of you, not your own opinion or the negative opinion of somebody who raised you. Or it is God's will that you hear what he has to say about you and that you agree with that. And I think if you don't believe in God, you know, you can just say, well, I can do whatever I want. I can just destroy myself. But if you realize, like, no, he wants to bless you. He wants you to be victorious. He wants to use you for his purposes. That's his will. And it's beautiful for me just to see you letting him use you for his purposes to bring attention to the greatness of this nation, to the greatness, to the great ideas of freedom and this kind of thing. If there's anybody who would have excuses, you would have excuses growing up in the foster system, abused. I mean, but you choose to believe what is true over those other voices.
It's from your lips to God's ears. And I mean that because we are the divine creations of God, right? And that's what we are. We are part of God. And all we got to do is look in the mirror and we got to embrace that. And we got to grab the wheel and we got to drive, right? The mind's like this big D9 dirt mover, right? With a little guy on top driving it. So, you know, what are you going to do? Let go of the wheel and let that thing run into the ditch? Or are you going to keep both hands on the wheel of that incredible machine and drive it in the right direction?
I just love it. So your website is quitproof.com. Quitproof, Q-U-I-T, proof.com. And United We Pledge, people can find out more at unitedwepledge.org. Tom Jones, we are just proud of you and glad to get to know you. I'm glad my audience gets to know you. And we're just excited that you're doing all of this. It's absolutely wonderful. Look forward to having you back another time. Look forward to meeting you in person, maybe running with you sometime. God bless you, Tom Jones. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And thank you, Eric, for having me on, because this is a team thing, right? Because without people like you, the word can't get out. So I consider you and I to be a team, and I'm really, really proud to know you and be part of your team. And I can't thank you and your listeners enough. And we're raising money to build this American village. So if they go on UnitedWePledge.org, consider making a donation to make this place happen, because I tell you one thing, freedom matters.
God bless you. Thank you.
Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. I know you know how much I love Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell and MyPillow right now are offering a BOGO extravaganza. BOGO, buy one, get one. BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you get the buy one, get one free special. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the six-piece towel sets, and the roll-and-go anywhere My Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code ERIC. That's the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free. You won't believe it. It's amazing. 800-978-3057 or MyPillow.com. Use the code ERIC.
Folks, welcome. This is really an important segment today. I want to be really blunt. This is very important. In Zurich, Switzerland, right now, the international head of CSI, Christian Solidarity International, is coming to us. Dr. John Eibner is with us right now to talk to us about what's going on in Ukraine. As you know, we're doing a fundraiser with CSI to try to get you to help them do what it is that they do, helping Ukrainian refugees. So all the way from Zurich, Switzerland, Dr. John Eibner, welcome. I'm so thrilled that you were able to be with us today.
Well, I'm thrilled to be with you. Thank you very much for having me and for platforming this dreadful crisis in the Ukraine and the humanitarian disaster that's unfolding there.
It is. I always say it's incumbent on us to understand that, you know, suffering is not good. It doesn't matter how it comes about. You don't need to be involved politically to know that when you have millions of people fleeing their homes with their kids, it is a nightmare. And so CSI, as usual, steps into the breach. So what do we need to know about what is going on over there, Dr. Eibner?
We know there's a terrible humanitarian crisis. I was there some weeks ago and saw something of it myself. But over half of the people in the Ukrainians are either outside the country, they've fled, or they're internally displaced, or they are living in danger zones, in combat zones. The whole country has been turned upside down.
It's just impossible for those of us in the West to imagine what it would be like. Even our parents and grandparents probably can't remember anything this dramatic. We're used to peace. We're used to prosperity. But the idea that Ukrainians are going through this right now, it's just mind-blowing. And I want to thank you and CSI for stepping up to help them. So I keep saying to people that $280 provides food and resources for a month. Now, folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner, MetaxasTalk.com. I'll give you the phone number in a moment. But tell us, how does CSI help these folks? I mean, it's you guys are all over the world. Where are you now, and how are you helping the folks fleeing Ukraine?
Yeah. In the Ukraine, we have local partners. We're working through them. They're interdenominational, and they're on the spot. They're on the ground. I was in Mukachevo in western Ukraine. Thousands and thousands of people are flooding there because it's a relatively peaceful area, and our partners are on the ground providing what is needed in a flexible, unbureaucratic way. So there are people who simply have no food, okay? We're able to provide food. No shelter. They have children that are traumatized. There are all kinds of needs that are there. People have different needs. Some people come with some money. Some people come completely destitute. And we're able, through our local partners on the ground, to meet individual needs. And moreover, not just to meet the individual material needs, but the spiritual needs, the psychological needs. The people need love. They don't need just a bureaucratic gift. And so working through these Christian partners on the ground, we're able to provide that really important dimension too. The message is not just here's some food, here's some shelter, here's some clothing, here's a mattress, but you're not alone. You're not alone because there are other Christians around the world who care about you. And of course, ultimately, the good Lord cares about you too and loves you.
Well, see, that to me, I'm so glad you said that, because that's at the heart of this. I mean, the reason we partner with CSI, Christian Solidarity International, and not any number of others with whom we might partner, is because it is, we have a worldview that is not materialistic. We don't believe that a pill and food and shelter, that it ends there. There's this thing called love and encouragement. It comes through the love of Jesus, expressed through the folks that CSI uses, employs, volunteers, people who minister. They are ministering. They are not just disbursing funds and food. I remember, it's amazing now to think that it's over 20 years ago, but here in New York, when we had the crisis at 9/11, one of my best friends, the Reverend B.J. Weber, was ministering at a site near downtown, and a woman came in, a Hispanic woman came in distraught, and some social worker or whatever literally was putting an anti-anxiety drug in her mouth without really even asking her, and the woman said, "I do not want drugs. I want to pray." The woman said, "I want to pray." And I think this is why we partner with CSI, because you all understand that hand in hand with giving people material necessities, basics, they need the love of God. They need the comfort and the presence of people who have deep faith in the God who died for us, and that is CSI. Forgive me, I'm going to tell the phone number. Folks, MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see the banner. But if you feel moved to call, we would really appreciate it. It's 888-253-3522. Again, 888-253-3522. Dr. Eibner, I'm so grateful you shared that, because that's at the heart of why we partner with CSI, why we value you guys.
Well, I appreciate that, because we do not get government money. We are not the recipients of grants from USAID or the United Nations or any other
states. Thank God.
The funds that come to CSI are coming from committed Christian people, mainly at the grassroots level, who have love in their hearts, and they give because of that love. And we want to be the transmission of that. And so, as you say, we're not simply giving food, giving medicine, giving shelter, providing mattresses, providing the basic necessities which people do need. They do need them. But we want to convey the love of our donors. And that is a hallmark of CSI. And as long as I'm leading CSI, it will remain that way.
Well, folks, you've heard that. We'll be right back with Dr. Eibner. Please help. MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner there. Or if you prefer to call 888-253-3522. We need your help. 888-253-3522. God bless you. I have from Zurich, Switzerland, right now with us, Dr. John Eibner. He's the international president of Christian Solidarity International. You know that we've partnered with them again and again. They show the love of Jesus in every kind of way. Right now, we know in the Ukraine, there are literally millions of people who have been chased out of their homes, who have fled their homes, fled for their lives with their kids. They have no place to live. They have no food. They have no medical supplies. They need our help. And so we reached out to CSI. CSI has partners on the ground, Christian organizations that are showing the love of God in helping these people. And we want you to join us in that. Dr. John Eibner, thank you so much for joining us. What can we say to get people to understand the urgency of what is happening?
Well, it's a catastrophe what is happening, and there are tens of millions of people who are either forced out of their own homes, living internally displaced, refugees abroad, or are still caught up in the terrible conflict zones with shells going off, blasts all around them. And it's something that hasn't happened in Europe really since the Second World War, anything on this this scale. And the human suffering is incredible. It's often in some ways concealed, or the full magnitude is not so visible because the whole issue ends up being politicized through the mass media. And so we are sometimes distracted from the extent of the human suffering, and it affects all of the people in the Ukraine, whether they think of themselves as ethnic Ukrainians or some kind of either Russian background or other minorities, whether they're evangelical Protestants, Catholics, or Orthodox. It's impacting all of them without distinction.
That's the point. And I see it as every crisis is an opportunity for the gospel of Jesus. These are suffering people, and Christians through CSI come in to help them, to show the love of God, that they are loved by God. There's a God who cares, and he has sent you and CSI with your partners to show the love of God to these people. I mean, I'm amazed as I read that, you know, not only do many of them not have food, medicine, and shelter, but they don't have pillows, blankets, heaters, every kind of basic thing. When you leave everything, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, you have an opportunity to show the love of God to all kinds of people, some of whom may have some idea who God is. Maybe they identify as Christians because they're not Muslims or they're not atheists, but maybe they've never seen the real thing. I want to encourage you to call, to do whatever you can. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, please. There's a banner, MetaxasTalk.com, or you can call the number I'll give you in a moment. But I want to say that $70 provides food and resources for 1 week. Obviously, $280 provides it for a month. Some of you can give that. Some of you can give a fraction of that. Some of you can give much more than that. Whatever God lays on your heart. But this is an opportunity for the gospel. I want to be blunt. It's an opportunity for us to show the love of Jesus through CSI. We trust CSI. And I thank you, Dr. John Eibner, all the way from Zurich, Switzerland, coming on this program at a difficult hour. But we have to get the word out. Folks, the phone number, I will give it to you now. Please do what you can. 888-253-3522. Again, it's 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Or go to metaxastalk.com and you'll see the banner. Dr. Eibner, God bless you and your efforts. God bless CSI. Thank you so much for letting God use you for his purposes in our time. Thank you.
Same to you, Eric. Thank you so much.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.